Good evening, boys. We're starting a new topic tonight, I'm pleased to say. A very widely discussed, very relevant topic, very practical topic, and a very essential topic, which is the halachas of Amir Anochi on Shabbos. So much so that I had a strong tzad to send a text message to ask to send a text message out about the start of a new topic. It's about all the halachas with regards to Amir Le'eni Yehudi, asking a goy to do melachas. So this is the siman we're going to be learning now, which is it's actually mentioned in a few places, but over here is probably one of the main places to discuss. Asking a goy to do melachas, discussed over here in Siman Reish, Ayin, Vav. Interestingly, maybe as an introduction, I want to just point out a couple of nekudas. One point is that we mustn't underestimate the importance of this Issa d'Rabbanon. The Vilna Gaon writes in Yeridea that a person has to give up all his money not to be oiv, not only on the deraisa, but it specifically also says Amir Anochi, to ask a goy to the melachin rather than asking a goy to the melachin, which is in principle an Issa d'Rabbanon. You should rather give away all your money rather than to be oiv on an Issa d'Rabbanon of Amir Anochi. There is at times a heter, at times it's a heter to ask a goy, and they will be discussed, most of them in our siman. But we have to realize that really, there is a issa d'rabbanon to ask a goy to do melacha for you. Whether it's the raisa, whether it's the rabbanon, whether it's peremiza or not peremiza, then it's the d'rabbanon of amira lenochi b'shabbos. It's one of issa d'rabbanon. Why this is so, whether it's because it's your shliach, as some achronim seem to suggest, Shlichus Lenochi Chumra, or whether it is because of an issa of saying something, implying a malacha on Shabbos and indirectly causing a malacha, as other chonim suggest. That's not for discussion now at this point, but we have to just appreciate that it's an issa d'rabon Amir Lenochi per Shabbos, and again, it's a very important issa, and we know that there's countless stories. Not now is the time to discuss this, how many Yidden where my mama Shemoy said, Nafshom and Memoinam not to be oiv on Issa d'Rabbanon, and at times really, really sacrificed a lot of money not to be oiv on Issa d'Rabbanon, actually asking a goy. It's maybe at times we are very lenient and we are stretching the Terim a little bit too much, and that's going to be discussed in this Semen Be'ezer Hashem Isbach Shemoy. Now, another very important point, and that's really what the Semen is starting, is with the following concept, which is not to be confused. Besides the Issa d'Rabbanon of Amir Lenochi, which is just mentioned now, there is an additional Issa, which is the Issa of Hana of a Melocha, which Enochi created, which a goy did. So like we find that a person is not allowed to have any benefit from Melocha, which has been done by Yid, most famously, the case of cooking on Shabbos. If Yid cooks on Shabbos, b'mezit, then, or even b'shogig at some, Yid cooks on Shabbos, then a person is not allowed to have any benefit from that cooked food. You're not allowed to have any benefit. And certainly not on Shabbos, even on Matzah Shabbos not. You're not allowed to have any benefit from melacha that Yid did on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. And that is ma'aseh Shabbos with regards to a Yid. Similar to that, about not exactly the same, but similar to that, there is a concept of not having hana for melacha which a goy did. And that is not really connected to the issa of Amir Lenochi. So there's Mishnahs in Masechet Shabbos which tell us that if a goy did a melacha on his own accord for a Yid is not allowed to have any benefit from a melacha which a goy did. So the example will be that a goy starts cooking on Shabbos specifically for the Yid. He starts to cook. Goy wants to do a very nice, he wants to just get cooking or whatever he wants to. He's doing something. He's switching a light on. He's cooking. He's building. He's writing something specifically for the Yid. These are melacha. And that is again an Issa d'Rabbanon, that a Yehudi, a Yid, is not allowed to derive any benefit from that action. So don't have that food that was made by the goat. Don't enjoy the light that was created. Yeah.
So what happens in an old age home where unfortunately somebody has dementia.
Good.
And they won't know.
Good, good, good. So this is a very valid, absolutely. What happens in such a case? That will be one of the terim that will be discussed in Mitzvah throughout this siman. But it's a very, we'll see that there is a etta for that. So, but we have to appreciate, I can't overemphasize that. That there's two parts, there's two isurim derabonon. What is an issa derabonon? An issa, rabbinical issa of asking a goy to do a malocha. Asking. And whether that's directly, indirectly, Meloch Deraisa, Meloch Drabonon, all these things are going to be discussed and addressed. But there's an Issa Drabonon, which is Amir Lenochi, category one. Category two is, even without having asked a goy to do a melocha, the actual fact that a goy performed a melocha for a yid, without even you asking him, you had your mouth completely closed, you didn't say a word. But the fact that a goy does a melocha for a yid, The halacha is, Yid is not allowed to have any benefit from that on Shabbos. Two separate Isurim Derabonon. Having said now, in our Siman, we're going to dance from both concepts. At times we're speaking about Isser Amir Lenochi, and at times we're going to be speaking about Hano Memaise Nochi. And we mustn't get confused because it's two separate Isurim, and they're not necessarily connected. At times we're going to combine them, but it's not always connected. But it's important to realize and to appreciate and understand and have that full awareness that it's two separate concepts in Isurim. Having said these words of introductions, we can now start Simin Reisha in Vav, Seif Aleph. Dine Ne'er Shidlik Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos, the halacha with regards to a candle which was lit by a goy on Shabbos. Ein Yehudi, a goy. Shehidlik is an air who lit a candle bishvil Yisrael for a yid. So which one of the two Yisrael is that talking about? Hano Asrochi. Also le koil is also to have it's talking about, not the yid didn't ask the goy to do a thing. But the goy went out, the goy saw that yid is sitting in darkness, hit his friend, he says, Chaim, why in the dark? Let me switch your light on. And the goy goes and switches the light on. Halacha is also a koil. The yid is not allowed to benefit from that light. I'm repeating. Any yudi, a goy, shehidlik esaneh b'shvil Yisrael, he lit the candle for the yid. Also a koil is also to have any benefit from that. And also a koil, what does a koil mean? What does it mean? It's also for everybody. He means, afilu even, lemi shalo yehudlak b'shvilo, even if there is Chaim's brother is there, Chaim's uncle is there, Chaim's aunt is there, and Chaim's niece is there, they're all there, and the goy didn't even know about their presence, they're also not allowed to have any benefit from it. Why? Because this light was lit by a goy for a yid, so anyone is also to have an oath from that, even other yidin as well. Nobody's allowed to have an oath from that. Afilu lemi shalo yehudlak b'shvilo, pardon? Yeah, it makes no difference. Oh, very good. What happens? Very, very good question. What happens if the goy didn't light it for the yid, but if the goy lit it for himself, what's going to be the halacha then? So that is absolutely the crunch. That's the crunch. And that's very much the point of Shulchan Aruch over here. We're going to see that in a second. That then the halacha is, if the goy did it for himself, then you're allowed to have an oath from it. Then it's permitted. Even the yid is allowed to have an oath from it. Yeah. That will also be addressed, and the halacha then is also that it's fine. Yeah.
And as well, how could the other yid know from this yid and other yid maybe from, I don't know.
How do they know? So I suppose that initial yid has to have an understanding who he lit for. But you're right, it leads us to a bit of a shail about, which is going to be discussed in Siv Beis. Yeah, so keep that a little bit open for Siv Beis. Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael says the Ramo, V'ein chiluk bezeh, it doesn't make a difference at all, ben kotzav lo ischar or lo kotzav. It makes no difference as to whether the goy gets paid for this or not. Doesn't make a difference. Hoyshosabe kablonos and bischiris. We learned in great detail the halachas of kablonos and schiris, which are two ways that a goy gets paid for doing malachas on Shabbos. So we're ignoring this now. Tovah Yisrael nenim amalacha atzma b'Shabbos. Also, b'cholim, the actual fact that a goy did a malacha for yid on Shabbos, that makes it also for the yid to have any anor from it. Avon, continue Shulchan Aruch, and that's very much your point. That's your point, 1 second. Avon, imidliko litzor koi. But if the goy lit the light actually for himself, he wants to read the newspaper now. He wants to read a book anyway. And he happens to be that is next to him a yid as well. But who did he light the light for, really? He did it for himself, for the goy. Then anybody can have, then it's fine. Then you're allowed to have an oath from it. Why? Because he did it for the goy, and he didn't do it for the yid. Yeah.
So when you go in a shul has a caretaker.
Yeah.
And the caretaker, I presume he gets paid. So he will put on the lights in the shul on Shabbos.
What are you talking about? Shabbos morning?
Yeah.
So Shabbos morning, will go to your point, Reb Gideon's point, that why is it mutter to have a goy switching on the lights on Shabbos morning, assuming that it is mutter, the answer is because you don't really need to come onto the light, which is another heter which will be discussed in Mitzvah Hashem, that if you don't really need that light, it's bright as it is in the room.
But if it isn't,
then I don't know if it's mutter.
Part of his job function and what he gets paid for.
I'm not sure it's mutter. It has to be investigated as to whether it's really mutter.
You could say he's doing the benefit for himself because he's getting paid.
Yeah.
That's the benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, so it at times we will say that it will help at times. So to be seen still. Okay, at times we don't the movie. At times we will say that getting paid helps. So we'll see that still in Mitzvah Hashem. So one example is afonim idliko letzor koi. If he does it for the goy's sake, then if the goy does it for his own sake, then it's permitted. Oy, another case, another example. Oy letzor choyle. If the goy lights this candle because of a choyle, a person who is unwell, the yid is never yid who is not well, and he lights the candle for a choyle, then anybody can have any anor from it as well. If it's lit letzor choyle, then it's mutter as well. Letzor choyle Yisrael, afilu ein bo sakana. And that is probably a chiddush here, that not only when it comes to the goy lighting a candle for a dangerously ill Yiddish patient, but even if it's a choyle she'ein bo sakana, even if the yid is a choyle which is not categorized as in danger, but on a moderate level of illness, even then, if the goy lit the candle for this slightly ill, but choyle she'ein bo sakana, somebody's got temperature. Somebody's not in danger, somebody's got temperature. Somebody's got a splitting headache, choyle kugufoy. Somebody's lying in bed because of unwellness, he's got a flu, whatever, he's not in danger, but he's just not well. He's feeling pretty badly, then the halacha is, if a goy lit the candle for such a person, you're allowed to have an off from it.
What's the reason for this heter?
Okay, because the answer is, because since there is a specific heter, without going into too much detail, but since there's a heter of Amir Lenochi for Choyle She'en Bo Yisakona, so therefore it doesn't make sense as an Issa Hano. Because the person who is not well, he's actually allowed to ask a goy to do to switch the light on for him, because the chodesh is a kind of chomim matir amin anochim. Because chachomim felt that for chodesh shem b'sakona the matir the isra amir anochim, and that is very relevant, very much in particular for the next words of the Rama, which is probably one of the key heterim, which are very commonly applied in the rabbinical world. On the tzorich ktanim v'duhu shchodesh b'sakona, there is a rule which the Rama goes very, very strongly with, that any cotton is considered a choyle she'en bo sakana. Any child, a minor, a child, is considered a choyle she'en bo sakana. Therefore, if you've got any needs for a child, you're allowed to ask a goy to do melocha for a child, because a choyle is categorized, even if he's well, he's considered a choyle she'en bo sakana. There's a great discussion amongst modern achronim, what age group is that really referred to? Does it only mean a baby? By a baby, I think we all appreciate if a baby who is a month old or 6 months old, I think we can all totally understand that it's categorized as a choleshem b'sakona because they're so vulnerable. We all understand a little baby, we all understand that it's really vulnerable and it's categorized as a choleshem b'sakona. Hence, you're allowed to do a meir anochi for, you're allowed to ask a goy, he needs his bottle or he needs, I'm talking about even if he's well, he needs his bottle or he needs his, or what could it be, something which is the needs of the baby? Can you give an example? Pardon?
The temperature
of the room of the baby is not comfortable. Yeah, and or it could be that let's say it has a bottle and you need to heat up the bottle a certain temperature. Say you can only achieve that temperature by doing a melacha. So you're allowed to ask a goy to do that melacha. you need to heat up the bottle to certain, whatever, you can't do it in a hectic way. You want to ask a girl to do it, it's mutter. Because we'll appreciate that a baby, if he doesn't have his bottle, he's going to be, within hours, he's going to be in a sakana. So therefore, we appreciate that a baby is cholesh ember sakana. But it doesn't say a baby, it doesn't say tinuk, it says that any child, a cotton is cholesh ember sakana. So there's a great discussion amongst modern achonim, what age group, until what age group do you go? Will you go until some very lenient poskim who say that a cotton is considered a cholesh ember sakana until bar mitzvah? For a boy, bas mitzvah for a girl, that's very much pushing it, but there is some minority achonim who go that far. Cotton means cotton. But that's very extreme because I think that physically it's hard to justify it. When you look at a 12-year-old boy, an 11-year-old boy, they're strong. You know, there is no reason to be making any suda bonon for. Why would you be mehatter to say, why would you be mutter to ask a goy to do malacha? For cotton, who is it doesn't seem to make maybe six, maybe five. So there's within that range, some are very machmen and say it's only referring to a baby. Some are very lenient and say they go until bar mitzvah. The consensus probably like Epshtam Zalman, Dain Weiss, they go till 5, 6 years old. Every child according to his own physical strength. Chazanish was actually quite making in this, but I think conceptually it's very clear that there's a heter of Chachamim said that for a choyle, the Issa or Amir Anochi has not been established. Which for somebody's not well. So imagine somebody's not well, it's got a flu, you're allowed to ask a guy to switch a light off for him in the room without hesitation, without any remes. He's not well, he's got temperature, he needs to sleep. He needs to look out. You know, don't go to the goy and ask in the back of the, it's a little bit dark in the room. Have you got any idea what can be done about this? You know, you don't have to go all that. You don't have to be awkward. You say, listen, I've got it on. I'm not, it's my Sabbath. Not allowed to switch the light off. Not allowed to switch the light on for that matter. It doesn't make a difference. And he's a choyle, she'en b'sakona. Can you please switch the light on for me or off me? And then he's going to say, sure. And then it is fine. So not only anything else to choyle, you're allowed to do that. But in fact, for any cotton, for any child, you'd be allowed to do that. Yeah.
During the era of the Ramah, I think children matured at an earlier age anyway than now.
What makes you think so?
And go to yeshiva at a younger age than they do now. And so I wondered whether during the era of the Ramah, the word cotton had a different meaning or different age than now.
So you want to say that cotton means what age group would that refer to? That
I would think it would refer to even, a younger age.
Yeah.
I don't know if it had a different meaning. Sometimes in different eras, words have different
so meanings. So I asked once, let me align to what you're saying. I asked once Reb Usher Weiss. I once bumped into the street, Reb Usher Weiss in Yerushalayim. And then, you know, there's an Issa of Baal Tashchis de Rabbonon. When you see a Rav, you don't want to, he's one of Gdoile, one of Gdoile Apoiskim. And I bumped into him in Yerushalayim. Because I was in a certain besmadish, and his father was there. He came to visit his father, so I bumped into him, and then I said, "You know, I'm gonna ask him some sort of shaila. You know, you don't want to have a bush of ice in front of you, not asking something." So I was just learning Shin Chof Ches, and then I was just learning this halach, and I asked him how would the bush define a cotton shame cotton. So he told me, he told me that cotton is a minor. Is a minor. A minor, somebody is not fully, is a minor. What age group would you say is a minor? Somebody is not, they're probably lying what you're saying. A minor is somebody that's not fully, hasn't got the full physical strength of a teenage boy.
Would be up to
yeah. So he didn't mean it in that context though. He meant
he's
minor.
Minor.
Yeah. Yes. So I don't think he meant it like that. I think he meant physically, not fully.
It's
yeah.
11-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a 12-year-old, really.
What would you say would make sense for this psak of the Ramon?
Every child could. You know, I might have a child who's 12 years old, but he still have night fears.
Yeah.
The light's not.
Yeah, then. Absolutely. They're actually fear, 100%, yeah.
So it depends on each child, it's relative on the case.
Yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely. Good. So, Lemaisa, Rabbi said, we're learning that there's. That a choyle, you're allowed to have benefit from a melacha, which was done for a choyle. And you're allowed to have any anah which was done for a cotton, which is categorized as a choyle, she'en b'sakana, and then mutter lekol Yisrael l'shtamish ta'ora, anybody's allowed to have any benefit from that light which was created for the choyle or for the cotton. Yeah. Now, Sef Cotton Aleph in the Mishneh Berurah tells us, she'idlik, v'u'adin l'chol melochah she'yaseh in Yehudi. He says, when we are talking about these melochahs, we're not having anah for melacha, it's not only talking about lighting, but as I started the shiur off with the introduction, any melacha which is done by a goy, there's an issa of hano, I think of hano, b'shvili yisrael, which is done for yisrael, the also la koil, anybody's not allowed to learn, is mizeh, not allowed to hano from it. Ein le'elbasim reishnum beis, lin kablonos. Yeah, and this is an issa, the rabbonah, the mishtabur sensitive cotton beis, also mit rabbonon, the im ye mutale noise, if we'd be allowed to have any anor from it, yoim aloy lehadlik, you're gonna end up asking directly to have anor from it. So therefore, Chomim felt and to establish an issa drabonon of not having anor from a, anor from a maisenochi. Good. Yeah, it's interesting that you're addressing phobias, because it's interesting that it's actually mentioned in the contemporary postgame about phobias. It's interesting, and it's, I know there's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Shulchan Aruch, in his Sefer Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, and Rav Nissim Kerlitz also speaks about it. People who are scared by night, he says that there's a heter, children who are scared by night. He says, based on what we're saying now, what would be the halacha if they are scared of darkness? It's mutter. Halach lemaisa, it's mutter. If you've got a child who has fears of darkness, it's a fear. It's a fear. I can't call it legitimate fear, but it's a register. I mean, and therefore, if it's dark and you know that it just can't fall asleep like that. Yeah, it goes within. You're right. It goes within that category that a cotton is counted as a cholish and besakona. An adult who has got phobias, yeah, maybe counts as cholish and besakona. Yeah, yeah. The Rama says, and that's what Biak Feminetsky speaks about. If a person is locked up in a, he speaks about. It's in. We say it on Friday on by Madlikin. We say that. That you're allowed to extinguish. For mishum mishum nu. So for fear, absolutely, you're allowed to. The Mishnah says, "Hamechabes at ne." We say by Madlikin on every Friday night. Hamechabes at ne. Mipnei shemisyarim, mipnei goyim, mipnei listem, mipnei ruacha, or b'shvil acholish yishem poto. It's an issa drabonon, but it's poto, but also to extinguish the light. Mipnei shemisyarim, mipnei goyim. So it's true that over here it's still an issa drabonon.
Yeah.
It is.
You're out in, I don't know, whatever,
you're
by the globe, come along and kill you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but it's still. You're right. And over there also it's awesome. Yeah, but nevertheless, the concept of fear is something which is a. Good. Okay. Okay, we are ready to continue. Vuadin lois semeduras, vuadin and similarly lois semedura. So if the goy is making now a fire, not just a candle, but he's making a madura of fire, he's doing it for himself. It's pretty cold in the night, and he's making a fire for his own sake because he's getting quite chilly. He's making a fire for himself. He's making it for a Yiddish choyle. You're allowed to join in and enjoy the heat of the fire. Yeah. Yeah, if it's no, it's referring to choyle, shem besakona, or it's talking about the tzokoy. Tzokoy and tzokoy.
It means you have to have all the hetem if you want to.
Which hetem?
All the hetem with the shema.
No, you don't. Ah, you mean in terms of shemayata?
Yeah.
In terms of shemayata?
No, it's about.
In terms of shemayata.
Here it's talking about fire and fireplace.
Yeah, but the fire, there's a name of shemayata. Yeah, in terms of Shemayata, you're right. You're right. It needs to be okay in terms of Shemayata as well. Correct. Yeah. Pardon?
He's not doing that.
Yeah, that's right. But if Moshe wants to know if he is reading, right? Vuadin oisim medura tzokol tzokol. V'yesh oisim medura. Medura yesh oisim. Mishum degazirin on Shemayata v'shviloi. Hagah, says the Rama. Now, he's talking about the following case. The guy saw that Yid is sitting in darkness. Okay, the house, all the lights went off in the Yiddish house. And your next door neighbor, he knows you are Orthodox Jew, and he knows that you're not allowed to switch on the lights. And he wants to be really kind to you, because, you know, he understands, you know. So what does he do? He knocks on the door, you open the door, he says, I know you can't switch the lights on. Leave it to me. You know, leave it to me. And he goes across, and he switches the lights on in the house. So, im also in Yehudi beveis Yisrael midaito. You have this goy switching on the lights in the Yiddish house, midaito, from his own accord. Eina Yisrael tzorech lotzeis. He did it. He's not having any benefit. The goy is not having any benefit from it. He's doing it purely for the Yid. So according to the, and there's no choyle in the house, and there's no cotton in the house. So what would be the halacha really? Would be also, you're not even. So what also means, all the lights are on now in the house. What are you going to do?
You can't benefit from the night reading.
So switch, so close your eyes? What are you going to do?
Well, you can't find your way out of the room.
Oh, the good, very good.
Something like read.
Good. So now, the Ramo is telling us, whilst in principle, you are right, and that should be the halacha, get out of that place, because you're having an off from the goy. You're having an off from the light that the goy created. Get out of here. That should be with halacha. Nevertheless, Eina Yisrael Tzorech Lotzeis, you can't ask the Yid to get out of his house. Although he's going to have any benefit, obviously, and automatically he's going to have an off from the light, which has been switched on by the goy, but we're not asking him to get out of the house. We're not asking him. What do you want him to do? Sleep under the bridge? Well, what do you want him to do? To go and sleep by the goy and switch the house? It's inevitable. It's unfortunate, but it's inevitable that you go. So Chachamim said that. So Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah explains this over here in Sifkot Yud Aleph. Im also haynu tafka ach shekvar also haynu. The only one is post factum. After the goy has switched the light on, now you're standing a bit like a. He's standing over here and all the lights are on. What are you going to do? If it's Allah HaMaisa. What do you want you to do? Nebuch, what do you want him to do? We didn't ask him to leave the house because of that. But tell the guy, listen, it's very kind, but just don't do that again. He says, why on earth? He says, listen, you won't understand, but just don't do it again. So you're going to confuse him forever like this. But yeah, you have to make sure he's not going to do it again. Otherwise, you're going to have that kind of deal with him. Every time the light's off, he's going to come running and switch it on with you. So Chachamim said, if he did it, okay, you don't have to get out of the house. Okay, but make sure it doesn't happen again. What if he walks into the house and you know exactly what he's up to doing now? You understand, he's stretching his finger out and he's going right towards the light. So that, don't pretend you don't know what's happening. Don't pretend. Don't look away. Oh, what is he doing here? What's that? No. That you can't do. If you have an opportunity of stopping him from doing that, you must do so. It's only once he's barged into the house, switch the light on. Here we're saying, you don't have to get out of the place. We're not matriach him to get out of the house. However, if you have you certainly cannot manipulate him to do that, and you also can't even if he's doing it his own accord, you can't ignore the fact that he's doing it. But if he has done it la'achamaisa post factum, then you don't have to get out of the house, which is what the Gemara means. Rabbi said we learned tonight the halachas with regards to dinei neir shehidlik en yudi b'shabbos. We learned that there is two concepts. One is the concept of amira lenochi, asking goy to meloch, and then there's an additional issa of having a nof meis lenochi. Generally speaking, if a goy does a meloch for yid, it's also to have a nof from it, unless it's been done. The goy does it for himself, then he is allowed to have an off from it. Or if he did it for choyle, and similarly, if he did it for a minor, for a child, which is categorized as a choyle. We learned the same applies not only with regards to a candle, but also with a fire, flame, and any melacha which is done for that, for the yid, you're not allowed to have an off from it. We learned also that if he has done it though, then you don't have to walk out of the house, but certainly don't encourage him to do so. Good evening.